Looking forward to it?
Yeah.
Anticipation.
Amen.
That was a little weak.
Amen.
Were you under anticipation?
Amen.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Got to create that atmosphere, he said. Amen. He says that's when it happens.
Amen.
The more excited that we are, the more we're giving him praise and worship, sitting together in heavenly places, praising him. Through our lips, through praise him, clapping him, and telling him that we love him.
Amen.
Papa God loves it.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad he really does. Are you glad to be in that invincible army of the bride of Jesus Christ?
Amen.
We're thankful for the revelation.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. It says that we know because that there isn't three gods. There's one God in three offices.
Amen.
That is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And only the bride of Jesus Christ knows that. He says,
Amen.
But upon this rock,
Amen.
He says, I'll build my church.
Amen.
Upon that rock.
Amen.
Was the rock that was there? Was it Peter?
No.
It was Jesus.
Amen.
It was what?
Revelation.
It was what?
Revelation.
Revelation. He says, so when that revelation comes, and he says, you have it, he says, the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. And he says, when you have that revelation, then you recognize who that you are. And he said, that's where, he said, upon that revelation is where he's building his church, this church, who you are, upon that revelation of who Jesus Christ is. Who Jesus Christ to come in our day. Who he is in our day. And what it is. Who that you are, that we see Jesus Christ in us. We too busy, we look through flesh and we see it. All I can see is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Not this old fleshly tabernacle that's going to be dissolved as nothing.
Amen.
But that spirit that dwells inside of us. And that's what it is in the world don't understand. What us and a group of people. It's a bunch of people that worship a man. Got it wrong. We don't worship a man. But we do worship the God that was in the man.
Amen.
It is the chosen vessel that God chose. Amen. So now we are being positionally placed. He says to put us where we're supposed to be. And that's the greatest desire of our heart is to find out, Lord, what do you want me to do?
Amen.
What do you want me to do, Lord? It doesn't matter. And that's truly the desire of our heart. It really blessed my heart. We were back there talking before we come out and had a word of prayer. Brother Samuel said, you know, I just tell Lord, I don't even know what I need. Lord, just you give me what I need.
Amen.
And that's our prayer. I don't know what I need. We think we do sometimes, but we don't. The only thing that I know that I need is more of him. And more of him is more revelation.
Amen.
Brother Bram said, pray for more revelation.
Amen.
Because that revelation, it comes and it reveals who we are.
Yes.
And it's only been given to you. That's what's so wonderful. Do you realize that?
Amen.
That revelation has been given to you in this day and this time. Never before has it been possible until this day and this time for you to recognize that exactly who you are.
Amen.
And what do we do with revelation? We love revelation.
Amen.
And he says, Satan, hates revelation. Why? It exposes him, he said. He said it exposes him who he is and unveils him. It unveils Satan who that he is, revelation, who he is, but it shows, it unveils who Jesus Christ is to the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. So that's why it's so important that revelation is the, we pray for more of it. Lord, for us to understand. And it's something the world, the whole world, they don't have this revelation. It's not for the world. He said it would be for that select few. That predestinated bride would be the ones that would recognize and see who it was in our end time. So as he exposes himself and he comes down and he brings this word to us, and when we listened to the message the other night, who did he say the writer of this book of Revelation was? Jesus himself. Jesus himself, he said, wrote it. He said, who did he give it to? Paul? Is it the revelation of John, I mean?
Nope.
He said he was just a scribe.
That's right.
He said he was a scribe. What a blessed man that he was, but he was a scribe.
Yes.
He says, but that revelation was Jesus himself that gave it to John.
Yes.
But how did John receive it? From an angel.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
So it was from an angel. As he said, and what did John want to do? When John was hearing this things, man, he didn't know. John wanted to fall down on the ground and worship him.
Yeah.
Worship the angel that had the revelation of the end time.
Yeah.
Hmm. I wonder who that was. Listen to this. He said, it was a prophet that revealed the whole word of the revelation to him.
Hallelujah.
The prophet revealed it to John. He said it was, God said it was so important. He said he couldn't send an angel. He said, although an angel, it was a messenger. He said it was a prophet of God that gave it to John.
Amen.
He said, so then he, then said he unto me, John, see, thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servants and of the brethren of the prophets and of them that keep the saying of this book, worship God.
Amen.
He said, how? He said, a real true prophet of God. He says, don't worship me, you worship God.
Amen.
He said, he pointed him right back. He said,
amen.
See now, the book was so important
yes.
that it is the word of God. Now watch. And when the word of God is brought forth, it's got to be brought by the prophet.
Amen.
Because that's who the word comes to.
Amen.
Amen. So which one of the prophets was that? Something to be thinking about.
Yeah.
The Bible doesn't say who that it was. But there was only one prophet I know, according to the word, that had that revelation.
Amen.
And that was that seventh church age messenger that brought it in this age.
Amen. Amen.
Got a revelation of it.
Hallelujah.
So faith comes by
hearing
the
word.
And the word came to the
prophet.
Amen. How wonderful these revelations are to the bride of Jesus Christ being revealed. Something that we could have is never throughout all of time being revealed into right now. To this day, this end time. And we hear it. We understand it. Many hear it. But few have that revelation.
Amen.
Who that you are. Who that you represent. And then that's when Father can positionally place you. Who that you are.
Yes.
When you recognize that you are sons and daughters of
Amen.
God. Don't let Satan ever bluff you with that. Don't look at yourself. Look at Calvary. Look at what he did. Look at your revelation. Who you are. And then he says, then what you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. When you pray, believe what you're praying for. Believe it. It's going to happen. It doesn't matter. Lord, this is it. You told me to do it. That's the way I believe it.
Amen.
Aren't you happy for that?
Yeah.
I'm so happy for that. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, when that bride recognizes who that they are, I recognize who I am. I'm the bride of Jesus Christ. You recognize who that you are. I'm just so thankful for it. Satan tells me plenty of times, like he tells you, that you're not. We've went over and over because you have the same battles I have every day. That I'm worthless and no good and all the things that he tells me. That all those things that are true. But greater than that is that I am.
Amen.
He chose me.
Amen.
Before there was a world, he chose me.
Amen.
So it's mine. It belongs to me. I've inherited it. Father gave it to me. He said, Jesus never gave it to me. He redeemed it. But Father gave it to me. God give you your inheritance of sons and daughters of God.
Amen.
That's why we're sitting together in heavenly places, worshiping Him, thanking Him,
yes,
and adoring Him. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. We want to go to prayer now. Praise the Lord. I love talking about this message.
Amen.
I love talking about the Word. I love talking about it encourages me when I get around you that to know that I am a son of God.
Amen.
I want the world to know it. I want Satan to know it.
Amen.
I'm nothing, but He's everything.
Amen.
He's everything. I can't help it. Why did He choose me? Of all the people in the world, why did You choose me, Lord? But I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it, and I'm going to keep it. Don't never let that go. Have revelation. And then in this end time, we have to believe that these messages were brought many years ago and stored up, but for us now. Right now, the time is at hand. It is now. We feel it. We know it. We know it's at hand. The coming of the Lord is near. We believe it. We feel it. Any moment now it could happen. He said in a moment of a twinkling of an eye, He'll come. And it'll all be over. Praise the Lord. I want to be there on that day. And that's what we're doing here tonight, is to get closer to Him. And to hear more in that revelation. He loves you. That's why He did this. His Word said He had to do it. All the mysteries have to be revealed. Everything. All mysteries. That's why you're looking for something else to come. Better get out of here. You missed it.
Amen.
Because it was revealed by that prophet.
Amen.
All the mysteries. You just heard the Word come to the prophet. The greatest book in the Bible, the book of Revelations,
Amen,
was revealed through that prophet, Malachi
Amen.
4.
Amen.
To give it to you.
Yes.
So that you have a revelation of what is.
Yes.
All those mysteries are now revealed to us that we know.
Hallelujah.
Praise Your name, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
As we have our heads bowed, just thinking of Him, His grace, His mercy, and great love for us. We have a lot of prayer requests that did come in. It's been called in. Some of them here that there's a request for a daughter-in-law that is battling severe drug addiction. Brother Randall Jones and his family is sick. We want to remember our sister Collins. She had fallen and she had broken her hip and her arm and she had surgery. She's doing much better. We want to continue to remember her in a special prayer.
Amen.
We also want to remember our brother Stephen Cook family up in Canada. Went to be with the Lord just yesterday. But you know where he's at?
Amen.
Beyond the curtain of time. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Our promise. Just a breath away. It's not no far away. If I understood what Brother Branham said, he said he was standing there looking down at himself with his hands behind his pillow. Just right there. He said, oh, Lord, do I have to go back? I don't want to go back. But we want to remember the family and the friends at this time. And it's always hard when we go through these times. But we look at the promise. And when we look at the promise, I'm so happy for him.
Amen.
His whole life is spent for that one day. That's the same with us. But he's always here to answer our prayers, whatever they are, whatever our needs are. He's more than able to meet all of your needs. And so if you have a need in your heart, just signify it to him. It's like, Lord, I'm going to raise my hand to you. And Lord, do you know what my need is? And Father, would you grant it? I believe it. I see myself in the Word, Lord.
Amen.
Your prophet told us you got to see yourself in the Word. I see myself there, Lord. I'm your child. By grace, wonderful grace. I didn't do nothing to merit it. I'm no good, but it's your grace and mercy. And Father, I believe according to that of your word, because your word cannot fail. If I'll ask it, you'll give it to me. Lord, I want more of your sweet Holy Spirit. I want more revelation of your word. I want to be more like you. I want to act like you. I want to talk like you. I want to be like you all the time, Lord, all the time. I want to be mindful, Lord, that you're always right there with me. When I'm at work, when I'm at the store, wherever I'm at, that you're right there with me, Lord. And I want that great tutor, your Holy Spirit, to be there to give you that report, Lord, that I'm just like you. That's the desire of our heart, Lord. Would you just grant it, Lord? We just want to invite you to come be with us tonight to open up our hearts, our minds, our souls to hear your word. Let's just sing our song as we reach out and touch him, as I ask for Brother Samuel to come up and take us before the throne of God with these requests. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to so much for Calvary, for purchasing us, Lord, giving us eternal life.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the messenger, Brother William Marion Branham.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for these messages, Lord.
Amen.
We're not ashamed to call his name. We believe him, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you for him. We love you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for our brother Joseph. Thank you for sending him to us. Lord, just encourage him. Bless him, Lord. We thank you for him. He's such an encouraging to us, Lord. Just, you've given him so much wisdom, Lord, and you just placed him positionally in our midst, Lord. We just thank you for him. Lord, just wrap your arms around him, Lord, tonight even, and his family and Sister Valerie, Lord. Bless them. Encourage him, Lord. Give him strength for the journey. Just pour out the windows of heaven upon him, Lord. For these requests, thinking of Brother Cook, Lord, and his family, Lord, just comfort them, Lord, as only you can do. Lord, we just, they're a part of us, Lord, they're part of the family, Lord. We just lift you, them up before you, Lord. Lord, and for all these requests, every hand, every heart, Lord, we just bow before you, Lord. Just say, Lord, here we are. Work on us, Lord. Draw us closer to you, Father, and help us, Lord. Give us that strength that we need, Lord. We might think that we know what we need, but Lord, I don't know anything.
Amen.
But you know everything, Lord.
Amen.
And you know how to do it. So we place ourselves in your care and your grace, Lord, and it's perfect. We thank you for it, Lord. As this message goes forth, Lord.
Amen.
Just sink it so deep in our heart, Lord, that nothing could take it from us.
Amen.
Grant, Lord, we love you with everything in us. We place it before you, Lord, and in the name of the Lord Jesus, amen. Excited for what's coming. And we're talking back there, just the expectation and excitement to be back together. And truly, it's so wonderful to see what the Lord is doing in our lives. Amen. I know we're living by faith in Jesus above. Amen. I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain.
And from all harm saved. Gracious Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, Lord, for this opportunity and privilege just to be in your presence, Lord. We're so thankful just to rally around the Word of God for this hour under the shed blood of our precious Lord Jesus. Father, as we come to this portion of the service, I pray, Lord, that you'd bless each giver. That what is given would be used for your honor and glory, Lord, and that you'd multiply it for your good service, Lord. We thank you again for your love and kindness towards us, Lord, and ask this all in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Our Lord will return to this earth some sweet day. Our troubles will then all be o'er. The Master so gently will lead us away beyond that blessed heavenly shore. Oh, I'm living by faith in Jesus above. Sin cleansing blood.
compassion, oh boundless love, oh loving kindness, faithful and true. Find peace and shelter under the blood, and I will pass over you. Oh, when I see blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
So thankful that he knows your voice. He hears your cry. He never fails us. And aren't you so thankful to have that haven of rest that we can anchor our soul in him? Let's sing that little chorus. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest.
I've anchored my soul in a haven of rest.
Oh.
Special guest with us tonight. I look back and I see our brother Campbell with us tonight.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. That's the power of prayer.
Amen.
That's our Lord Jesus. God bless you, brother and sister Campbell. Praise the name of the Lord. He promised He would never leave us or forsake us.
Amen.
And He's here tonight to fill us with that wonderful word.
Amen.
So let's just sing our national anthem as we welcome God's prophet to the pulpit tonight to bring us the word.
Holy be.
Prophet, messenger, bringing us the revealed word that was wrote by Jesus, brought by his prophet for you tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. Here's our prophet, Brother Branham. God bless you.